Thank you, Rabbi Shiffman. It's a pleasure to be here to share the Divrei Torah with you. I'd like to note the presence of Rabbi Arbisfeld, who's here with us this morning, who's a major player and facilitator of the Shiurim. So we expressed tremendous hakar satov to him, his wife, and his mishpacha. The mitzvah that we're going to focus on this morning, discussed in the parshas that we just read, Reishis and Noah of Puruvu, and really, it's a very unique type of mitzvah, as we'll see, and we'll try to understand the scope of this mitzvah. And other shilas that are very pertinent that have come up regarding this mitzvah. The Torah tells us in Parshas Bereishis, "Vayivarcho sol elokim vayom alem elokim pru revu umolulas haaretz." So this is the mitzvah of pru revu, of having children. And what makes this mitzvah distinct from other mitzvahs, we have tariq mitzvahs, tefillin, tzitzis, so many different mitzvahs that we have. But usually, a mitzvah of the Torah is a tzivoy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're in total control, more or less, of fulfilling that mitzvah. But here we're told, number two, Lo yivotal odom peri viri alam keim yesh lo bonim beishami omim shnei zecharim ubeisil omim zochor nekeva. That Beishami says the mitzvah is to have two sons, and Beisilel, and number two, says zochor nekeva. Shenema zochor nekeva b'ra'am. And the question that hopefully will tackle in this discussion is, and Rav Moshe Feinstein discusses this and others, is how could we have such a mitzvah that's totally not in our control? Having a son and a daughter. Some people have 5 daughters, 10 daughters, no sons. Some people have sons. You know, it's not like tefillin tzitzis. You go, you buy the tefillin, you do the mitzvah. Here, it's without, not in your control. And where do we find such a mitzvah that the mitzvah starts off from the get-go not being in our control? You know, you could be in a situation, you know, in Europe, not everyone had dalet minim. So they were honest, but the mitzvah is something that naturally will be in your control to get to procure the dalet minim. You know, they say Rav Moshe Feinstein was able to preserve the same esrog for 3 years because it wasn't readily available in Russia in those times to have it. But it was doable.
How did he do that?
Okay. That's for another share, right. But here's something that's not their control, and we mean to say that the individual who has daughters and not sons is negligent regarding this mitzvah. I mean, what is this? Where do we find such a concept of a mitzvah that from the get-go is totally not in control? And that's one of the issues that hopefully we'll try to make clear as we progress. Okay. The Gemara in Yevamos has a sugya, number 3, Hayu lo banim b'giyusa. If a person was a Gentile and he had children and then he converted, and so he still has those physical children in the world, But now he's no longer related to those children, because Gershon is Gayer, Kikotin Shanola Domi. So once the father converts, the non-Jewish father who had Jewish children converts, he's no longer related to these children. So has he fulfilled the mitzvah of Peru Revu with those children? So the Gemara says, "Hayu labanim biyosa ove kachavin is gayer." Rabbi Yochanan Omer kiyem piri v'rivya. He does fulfill piri v'rivya. Reish Lakish Omer lo kiyem piri v'rivya. And Reish Lakish says not. Rabbi Yochanan Omer kiyem piri v'rivya da ha'avule, because he has those children. He produced those children. Reish Lakish Omer lo kiyem piri v'rivya. Because Gershon is Gayer, Kikotin Shenolad Dami. And Rabbi Yochanan says no, but he's not related to those children anymore. So he did not fulfill the mitzvah. And then on the last two lines, in number three, it says, Amar Rav HaKol Modim Be'Evid. In other words, if a person is an Eved Knani, he's an Eved Knani, basically starts out as a Gentile and undergoes a conversion to not be a full Jew, but be a partial Jew and be chayiv in mitzvos like a woman. So that's the status of an Eved Knani. So an Eved Knani is not related to his children, meaning. The point being, as people explain, Rishonim and other Mefarshim explain, that a guy at least was related to his children initially. So therefore, even though later on he converts and is no longer related to them, but since originally he was related to them, he will fulfill, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the mitzvah of Puruvu. The Eved is Elo Chais. Am Adomel Chamor. He has no relatives, offspring are not related to him, and therefore he's not he was never related to this offspring of the Eved. And Mamela, that's why everyone agrees in that case, he's not fulfilling the mitzvah of Puruvu. But in the Goy, at least at one point there was a connection. So at one point there was a connection, and those children are still alive. So therefore, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, and that's the opinion that the Rambam Paskins like, that we do fulfill the mitzvah of Peru Urvu.
And did the children also convert?
Oh, so the simple pshat in the Gemara, the Gemara never said whether the children converted or not. He converted. The simple pshat maybe would imply that even if they didn't convert. However, the Rambam says differently. Take a look in the Rambam in number 4. The Rambam, Hayu l'bonim b'giyuso v'nisgayer hu v'heim. So the Rambam adds something in that's not explicit in the Gemara, that he says that it's only if the non-Jewish children also ultimately convert, even though when they convert, now he's Jewish and they're Jewish, they're not related either, right? Because they're both Gersh and Isgayer, they're not related either, but yet the Rambam holds that you will not fulfill the mitzvah of Peru Revu with non-Jewish children. And that's, kosher to the Rambam. Usually, most of the time when the Rambam's paskening, he is just paskening, different machlokas in the Gemara, and he'll just pasken. I pasken like Rabbi Yochanan over here, I pasken like Abai here, different opinions. When he thinks that he's saying an original chiddush of his own, he'll preface it always by saying Yiroa Li. That's the way the Rambam prefaces Yeroi Ali, to say this is a chiddush that's not explicit in the Gemara, and I think it's correct, the Rambam's saying, Yeroi Ali. So he'll write that. And through, if you're learning, you'll see every now and then, people, you can do a search on the computer to see how many times the Rambam says Yeroi Ali in the Mishnah Torah. But he doesn't. Over here, he doesn't even say that. So he doesn't even think necessarily he's saying such a chiddush that he even requires him to say Yeroi Ali. So him, the Rambam was poshut that if the kids are goyim and the father converted, that he won't fulfill peruvu with those children, only fulfill peruvu with the Jewish children, even though both the Jewish children and the goyish children, once he converts, are not related to him.
Is there an opinion that says that goyim are also mechuyim peruvu because it's a mitzvah that's written before the Torah is given and after the Torah is given, whenever there's a mitzvah before and after.
Right, so that's a whole sugya in Sanhedrin about right things that are nishneis, but usually we would assume that it's a mitzvah on the Yisraelim. But that sugya is in Sanhedrin. Okay. So that's that. Now, the Gemara also, in that same sugya, has a discussion of what is the din if somebody had children. Say he had a boy, he had a girl, he fulfilled peruvu, and then, Rachmana Litzlan, one of the children, or both of the children, passed away. So, how does that... Usually, if a person does a mitzvah, you know, it's not revoked. You shook lulav. You can't say, no, you didn't shake lulav. The mitzvah was done already. But this mitzvah of having offspring, one could claim that it's only mekuyim as long as they're alive. If they're chas v'sholom not alive anymore, then the mitzvah comes back. Because the point is to leave offspring in the world to future the generations. So,
it would depend what age they died. If
okay,
they died,
yeah.
Produce their own children.
Oh, so let's see. You're right. Excellent, excellent. Excellent, excellent. 5a. Itmar. Hayu lubonim umesu. Rafun omar kiyem piru the rivio. Rav Yochanan omar lo kiyem. So this is a machlokes. Rafun omar kiyem mishum darvasi damar vasi ein ben David ba hachi yichu kol neshama shabaguf. In other words, he says that because the Gemara says that Mashiach will only come when in Shemayim there's a big receptacle that has all the neshamas, and every time somebody's born, a neshama comes down. So Mamela, Mashiach will only come once that whole receptacle is emptied of all the neshamas. So if somebody had children, and even though chas v'sholom they died, but they helped to empty the receptacle, so they accomplished something. So that opinion says that they are mekayim peruvu. And Rav Yochanan says, lo kiyem peruvru. And Rav Yochanan says, you're not mekayim because lasheves yitzara be'inan. That no, the mitzvah has nothing to do necessarily with emptying out the receptacle in Shemayim, but we need the earth to be inhabited. And if chas v'sholom, children, or one of the children is, of the two, of the son and the daughter, is no longer around, then it's not Lashavas Yitzara anymore, and therefore that opinion says not Mekayim.
So,
yeah, so one second. So we assume that if the child, one of the, say there's two children, a boy and a girl, and one of them passed away, then the father will not be Mekayim Peruvu unless he has more children. The question is, what if the that second generation has a generation? So now they're grandchildren. So say there's a son and a daughter, and one of them passed away, but that son or daughter already had their own children. So the Gemara discusses that, and the conclusion is a machlokis between the Torah and the Rambam. Says the Torah in B on page 3. So as long as there's a third generation, in other words, if each generation, the son or the daughter will leave their own children. If the son, say, who passed away, he leaves over a son or a daughter, or the daughter leaves over a son or a daughter, then kiyem peru urvu. But say the daughter died but without any children, then the son died with five children or whatever, that's not going to do it. In other words, as long as the ben and the bas that he produced leaves over a child, then that will be a kiyum of peruvu. And it could be either gender. In other words, the son could leave over a ben or a bas, and the daughter could leave over a ben or a bas. So even though now in this third generation, say they both died, the son and the daughter, but the son had a son and the daughter had a son. So now the two sons. Then there was two children, even though they had, say, two sons, but they came from a ben and a bas, which he produced. So they will mekayim the mitzvah. The grandfather is mekayim the mitzvah. But the Rambam says a little bit differently. In C, Nodulo u'meisu v'hinichu bonim hareza kiyem mitzvah spirit v'rivi v'nei bonim erik v'bonim b'med v'amurim sh'b'nei bonim zochar n'keva. In other words, you need that, no, a zochar n'keva in the third generation. It's not enough that you have a children. In other words, they both agree that it has to come from both children. It can't be two grandchildren from the son and nothing from the daughter. That doesn't work. But you do have to have a zachar and a keva in the third generation, even though the zachar, afal pisha hazachar ben bito, even though the zachar is coming from his daughter and the Nekeva is coming from his son, as long as the third generation, there's a Zachar and a Nekeva, even though that second generation is no longer here, they will Mekayim the mitzvah of Puruvu. In contrast to the Torah, that just says that you have to have a child from the son, a child from the daughter. It could be two sons, two daughters, whatever, but it can't be one just from one, just from the son, or the little kids from the daughter. Okay, now you'll see.
Are we talking about children that die during your lifetime or children
right.
that die after you are dead?
After the guy is dead, he's not going to do any mitzvahs anymore. If he's dead, it's only relevant when the grandfather is still alive, does he still have to try to have more children?
No, when he dies and he has a son and a daughter, isn't he Yotzi?
Right. Yeah. He's dead. He's finished. He did his mitzvah. The question, the whole discussion here, is when the grandfather is still alive, and the child died, and now his children have children. The question is, will he suffice with those children, the grandchildren, or does he need to have more of his own children if it's possible at that stage of life? That's the question.
Tell me, if a person was mekayim and later his children died, did he get a partial kiyum for the time that he did?
Yeah, okay, so we're going to see.
What's the deadline, or is there a deadline?
Okay, so we're going to see that. We're going to see that soon. Okay, let me go. Yeah, intermarriage. Okay.
No, Jewish.
Okay, we're gonna hopefully get to some of these things. You know, I would love to, maybe afterwards, I'd love to entertain all the questions, but we have a limited time, so let's... Oh. So there is another Gemara in Chagiga, on page number 6, about Nisabra Bambati. What?
Artificial insemination?
Yeah, so... Right, literally, what that means is that there was semen in a pool of water, and the woman bathed in that pool of water, and she became impregnated by the semen that was in that water. And the discussion in the Gemara is not legabe pruvu, but the discussion in the Gemara is that she's a besula. And she became pregnant. Could she marry a Kohen Gadol? Because a Kohen Gadol has to marry a Besula. So on one hand, she became pregnant, but she didn't become pregnant through a Maisabia. So that is not the question that I'm necessarily concerned about to discuss what the halacha is. Legabi the Kohen Gadol, Bez Hashem, when we have a Kohen Gadol, we could talk about that. But legabi...
Well, is that immaculate conception?
Yeah, okay.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, So the Chelchas Mechokek on number B says like this: Yeshus Tapik, Isha Shinis Abram Bambati in Kiyim Ha'av Peruvu. So, was the father Mikayim, say it was his Zera, so, the question is there a kiyum of puruvu because it wasn't done through a act of cohabitation, but it was still his genes, it's his genetic zera. So is there a kiyum of puruvu? Is it his son, etc.? So he has this discussion, and then the Beis Shmuel again. Quotes from the Chelkas quotes this discussion as well, and he concludes Harehu Benola, you look at the end of E of C rather, Harehu Benola Choldover, that he thinks it's his full son because it's this man's Zera, so even though it wasn't through a act of cohabitation, it's his Zera l'chol dover.
Same thing with IVF then, right?
Yeah, we're going to get to IVF. And the Taz takes issue with this. The Taz in D says, because Yechel Stapeg in the third line, Yishashin is Abra Bambati, Im Ha'av Kiyem Peruvu, V'nikra B'do l'chol dover. Because you know they bring a Bach that says a woman has to be careful that she shouldn't sleep on a sheet that a man slept on that's not her husband, because maybe she'll become pregnant and then she won't know who the man is, and then they'll end up having relatives marry each other, etc. So you see that it's considered whoever Zara it is and produces a child, he is considered the father of that child regardless of whether the impregnation took place through a Maisabia or not. But then, so you see that, you know, that's what the Kalkas Mechok and Beishmuel seem to be saying. But then he backtracks and says, Vein Zerai, the Shem L'chumra Amrino, L'kula Lo Amrino. He says that, no, maybe we only say this L'chumra. We're not saying for sure that it's the father. We're saying that it's enough that we have to be Machmir, that maybe we should treat this child as whoever's Zera was as the father, legabe that if this child will get married, can't marry this man's son or daughter because they're considered brother and sister. But maybe for the mitzvah of Puruvu, For me, did the tali bekum vasei for the mitzvah of peru revu. They say right, the shem lechum ramin, the kulo ramin, the prophet me did the tali bekum vasei sabr matzvah deina yotzei bezeh. That's for the mitzvah of peru revu that you have to do a maisa. So maybe if it just happens by itself like that, there was no maisa mitzvah. Therefore, perhaps says the Taz, there was no kiyum for of the mitzvah of peru revu. So that's the very major discussion. If a person is the zera alone sufficient to say that that is the father or not, they have poskim that said it is. The Taz was mesupak about it, and the Maram Shik on page 4. The Maram Shik was the premier Talmud of the Chasam Sofer. Maram Shik wrote Chuvis, Maram Shik, many things, but one of the special things that he wrote is on the Sefer HaMitzvos. That was just like the Menachas Chinuch wrote on the Sefer HaMitzvos, comments on that. So too the Maram Shik did a similar type of Sefer, which is an excellent Sefer, maybe not as popular as the Menachas Chinuch became, but it's still a worthwhile Sefer as well. And he wants to explain this Taz of what's the idea, and he says like this: in Sabram Bati, Beishmuel the Kayim Pruvru. So there were those that say Chalkas Mechokim Beishmuel say you are Mekayim, and then we saw the Taz said maybe not. Or Fi Ani Asdadi Afil Yichoshiv Kibeno In Yishar Devar Mikol Mokom Lukiyeh Mitzvahs Pruvru Shamitzvah Alav Umashin Srabem Meelav Lo Yotzi Dei Chuvasu. In other words, he says like the Taz that you need a positive action, and if you don't have a positive action, then you're not mekayim the mitzvah of peru revu. And the raya that he brings is from the sugya that we saw before, lagabe a person who died and left offspring. Raya is that there kaim belandaf the bein and dafke ben ubas uvezes sagi afilu b'nei bonim avli a ben abas bo ulo michad ben obas lo yotza v'amai harehem kenoan. In other words, he says that by the fact that we see that the halacha is that if the son and the daughter that he produced passed away, even though there's two grandchildren from the son, but none from the daughter, so why don't we say you're still Mekayim, you have two kids in the end? So the answer is we view that as ki'ilu that happened memela. That's not, so as if it's direct from one son produced somebody and a daughter produced somebody, then we consider that. But if it was all from one side, even though in the end of the day it was two from one and none from the other, it's not direct like his maisa, so then he wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore he's a fakpeit that's saying, like the Taz, that maybe, as we pointed out, maybe you're not mekayim the mitzvah. Now, there is a famous psak in Shulchan Aruch.
That's not stretching it a little bit?
Yeah, it is stretching it a little bit. I would be noted to say not this way. Since it was relevant to what we saw before, I put it in, but you're right. I agree with you that it is stretching it a little bit. Now, there is a psak in Shulchan Aruch from the Ramah. It's a whole discussion. We can spend the whole hour just on this Ramah. But and the Ramah says that the bottom, the last two lines in 7a, Hagah, Haya Haben Mamzer, Ocherish, Shotev Ekotin, Kiyem HaMitzvah. So it says that if the son is a Mamzer, So then a simple pshat, that means that you have an illicit relationship and produced a mamzer, you mekayim peruvu with that child. Now, as we'll see, as I think the Menachas Chinuch comes out, you could have a hechitimsa of a mamzer, not with, you know, with a ger, with a mamzeris and a ger, you know, there are cases that you could have cohabitation that produces a mamzer that's not through illicit relationship. But the Ramah doesn't make a distinction. And the Mechas Chinuch asked the famous kasha, Zezman Kabir Hikshesi, the Lama Yotze Yidei Chovoso, Holo Havei Mitzvah Habob Aveira. So Mitzvah Habob Aveira, Das Harbe Rishon, Mitzvah Habob Aveira, Min HaTorah Ein Yotze, etc. So that's his kasha, and he deals with it. A contemporary of the Minchas Chinuch, 5C, Shutz de Yitzchak. This Shutz de Yitzchak, page 5, was a contemporary, because this Shutz de Yitzchak was written as a letter directly to the Minchas Chinuch. And he asks him, what's going on? So he's trying to answer his question. Nira lam chil godol. Kedem asad amin mitzvah babeir after oven mitzvah mikol mokom leiz mitzvah nira li dim davke hecha the boy kavana la mitzvah. Feel ain't certain mikol mokom omer la hedjish la losis. He says that mitzvah babeir is, he says a chiddush here. It's a lomdash a chiddush. You don't have to, again, it's not muchrach 100%. But he says that when you do a mitzvah, I steal a lulav and I pick it up. So I did an aveira. So therefore, if you assume a mitzvah need kavana, so therefore, I can't have a kavana, you know, if my thing is an aveira, that is a, that makes a block to the kavana. In other words, your kavana to do a mitzvah, you're doing an aveira, but a mitzvah that doesn't require kavana, there's no concept of mitzvah baba aveira. That's his yisod. So Mameli says Puruvu is a mitzvah that doesn't need kavanah. It's the outcome. Nothing to do with, if you had kavanah, you didn't have kavanah, the couple cohabited together and had a child and they thought she was on birth control or whatever it is. They had no kavanah. You mekayim the mitzvah, and therefore his yisod is that you don't say mitzvah haboba aveira by a mitzvah that doesn't need kavanah. Okay, it's also a chiddush. Oh. But the point that I would like to dwell on now is number D, what Moshe Feinstein says. And this is quoted, I saw in the Chuntras Mesamche Lev, Rav David Zinnemann, points this out to Mevarer, this Inyan of Puruvu. And to answer all the kashas. And he says like this, Aneas Lightning Nation Tars Pshit is Dafshalom Stabiloma Kamil Haskina, Shamilson Lotia La Maisa, Va Maisa, and Stabiloma Aina. Okay, this is what he point. Is the mitzvah of Puruvu is not having children. This ain't no biyado. It's not in your hands. So what is the mitzvah? Ela mitzvah rechiv sh'alav who live all ishto biya gemura she'a efshar mizeh laholid. He says the mitzvah is trying. That is the mitzvah. If you were trying, you did the mitzvah. Whether you had the children or you didn't have the children. But yeah, Rav Moshe Feinstein speaking. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is trying, is livol is ishto to try. And the pshat in the Gemara and the Mishnah is that when you have a son and a daughter, it's not that now you fulfill the mitzvah. So now your potter from trying further. So the mitzvah is trying. So you're trying your whole life, whether you succeed or not, that you did the mitzvah. In Shemayim, no one will have a taina that you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. You tried. Once you have two sons according to Beis Shammai, or a son and daughter called Beis Hillel, that's a p'tur. You know, like they say by Purim, that Adelo Yoda, it's not the mitzvah of Adelo Yoda. It's once you reach Adelo Yoda, then I don't want to compare these two things necessarily, but that's the that. So, and Mimela, he says that's why the concept of of mitzvah haba b'aveira, may sheish lo bonim kvar af mibila shabal, shelo yom mechuyiv kshaya akum, or shotev lo kiyem mitzvah b'maisa, mikom lochem, ein chay v'shum b'mitzvah zu, kem sheish lo bonim, to chivet hor mitzvah zu, v'mi sheish lo bonim. Al kolponim ech neim ein chalik b'em vati l'ho li b'yoso nochri, or shotev, and that's the mitzvah. And memela, and I think Rabbi Sinman points out from this tshuva, based on Ramosha, that therefore there's no shaykh to speak about mitzvah baba veira, because etc. But that is how he explains the mitzvah. Then Rabbi Sinman in his Kuntras quotes this Gemara in Shabbos, Amar Rava b'shar shemachnisim odim l'din omrim lo nosata v'nosata be'amuna kati iti mosor asakta b'piri v'rivya. The lashon asakta. You were osik in it. It doesn't mean that you were succeeding, but you tried, you did your best, and that's the mitzvah of Peruvu Asakta, the period of Rebbe.
What about if you have to be Magarish and to give the wife a get after 10 years?
Yeah.
If that ishtadlus is still required, presumably, right?
Right. I mean, in the situation where that then applies.
You get schar for the mitzvah?
You get schar.
But the mitzvah, you know, you were mekayim the mitzvah, even if you only had, you didn't have any children,
you tried. Sure, you tried, that's the mitzvah. Yeah, obviously it would be better if, you know, but, right, that is the mitzvah. The whole life a person tried, so in Shemayim Hashem says, he was osik b'piri v'rivya.
When he says here, niftar.
Niftar, right.
Niftar means he's potter from osik anymore.
Anymore, exactly.
But it doesn't mean he has a kiyum. There's a difference between niftar, osek, and
right. In other words, but in look, how it's going to work exactly in Shemayim, whether it's going to be a check plus or not a negin, but no, there won't be any tainus. There won't be any tainus on such a person. Now, let me get to another Indian that's very important. Well, that is, Baruch Hashem, I get to see a lot of young couples here in the yeshiva. And, and the way, the housing is here in the yeshiva, everyone's living together. And like Rabbi Weitzman said to me from Machon Pua in Eretz Yisrael, and in Grus, it's even more so, that everyone's living together. And you always have that couple or two that unfortunately is trying and trying and don't have children. And it's, so if you're living out some community where, it's not all the young couples together, people don't feel that as well. But I know from Talmidim here in the yeshiva, especially the ones that went to Eretz Yisrael to learn and don't have children, after a while, one couple said they can't stay here for Shabbos anymore. And no one's saying anything, Chas v'Shalom, but it's just the reality that everyone's here with their strollers and their kids and everything, or especially in Eretz Yisrael, and it's a tremendous pain. Rabbi Tendler once said, he came in one day, Dr. Belkin was the president, and he was complaining, Rabbi Tendler, this child has strep throat, and this child has this, and Rabbi Tendler said, tzar gidel banim. So Dr. Belkin said, no, that's the real tzar is the person who, doesn't have the children. This is the tzar, you'll deal with it. It's the real tzar is the people that don't. So I've been involved in many several situations of a young couple told me they went to a specialist. They went to a specialist, and the specialist told this young couple that there's no way that you and your wife together will ever have any children. And Baruch Hashem, she's now expecting her second child. So, one issue. Is doing IVF, meaning fertilizing a sperm and the egg outside the body and then implanting it in. And there is a discussion whether there's a kiyum of puruvu in this situation. There's some that say not. But there are many poskim. There's a tshuva I just picked. It's printed. This tshuva of Rabbi Osher Weiss of a situation where they're married and they're afraid that that the child will have some type of deformity, so they want to do it through IVF and then be able to select which ones they're going to implant in the body. And and he writes that they should do so, and they're mekayim the mitzvah of pururavu.
Why isn't all of that just an extension of the dominion of the pool of water that she gets pregnant?
Right, so the pool of water that gets him pregnant was a discussion, right? Not everyone agreed that it was a... But we said, Shmuel, Chalkas Mechogah said yes, and the Taz said no, and the Mar Shek. So you're right. Those that will say yes over there will say yes over here as well. It's an exact extension of the case. And even though there is not a Maisabia, but nonetheless... Nonetheless, there is a kiyum. So, therefore, it was talking about a case where there was a chashash that there was going to be some type of deformity, and they didn't want to have a child in the regular way because there was a chashash that so they would rather have it throughout external from the body, do the test, and if it would be okay, they would implant it. And he says that because one could discuss, in other words, is there actually a chiv to go ahead and do this? In other words, so he's assuming that maybe the chiv is only to be boil normally. In other words, you're not necessarily chiv necessarily to do it in this way, but certainly if you do it, then you would be mekayim peruvu. One could. One of my friends suggested to me that maybe, based on what we said before, as we'll see again, of a sakta, maybe there should even be a chiv to of a couple to who's having difficulty to do it through IVF. So one could say even more than what he's saying. Maybe it's not just a mitzvah, but maybe. Someone suggested to me it's even a chiv, and you know there's a Tosas Rid that I always found interesting, and I thought maybe we could apply it over here as well, because in number 9 we know the mitzvah's mila is a mitzvah on the father, not on the mother, and it says oso velo oso. Right, so Tosis in Kiddushin has the famous Kasha. Why do you need a Pasuk to tell me that? It's Mitzvah Sman Grama, because the Mitzvah of Mila is only in the daytime and not in the night. So the Tosis Rid answers that perhaps the Mitzvah of Mila on the father is not the father should do the cutting. Because not everyone's equipped to, you know, not everyone, most of us are not Moalim. So we point to Shliach, but he says the mitzvah is here, three lines from the bottom. In other words, the mitzvah is to get it done. Call the moil, get the arrangement of the mitzvah. That's the mitzvah. So therefore that in part that could be done by Yom by Malayla. So I might think that the mother is also required, Kamash Malan, it's only on the father. So I thought that just like what the Tosis Rid said over here, the Gabi the Mitzvah's Mila could apply as well to the mitzvah of Peruvu. Now, what is another situation that I've dealt with in certain areas, and this is an even harder situation, is that there are young women out there in the world today that were born with different things, Turner syndrome or whatever it may be, that they know that they can't have children. They know. And imagine this, a young girl with growing up this way, thinking, who's going to marry me? You know, only maybe a deaf, dumb, and blind guy is gonna marry me. And the question is, and this is a very sensitive question that's come up and different ways of handling it, but the question is, could a man marry, normally a halacha is that you can't marry somebody who you know you can't have children with because you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah of peruvu. I mean, we said before it's trying, but if you know that it's not gonna work, then or it's very remote, so then Pasha says you shouldn't be able allowed to marry this person. So the question is, and this, you know, I've seen the Shaila being dealt with, and that is, could a man decide to marry this woman almanas to get a donor egg and have children via the donor egg or not? You know, there are two opinions. You know, the whole question of a donor egg is a question about who's the real mother. Is it the one who's carrying? Is it the one who's the genetic mother, the carrying mother, or whatever the case may be? So the question is,
adoption.
Right. Well, adoption, you know, could be a form of you know, Begadel, Rabbi Melech Schechter, many years ago wrote an article in the RJJ Journal about it, and it's definitely something that the Begadel, you know, Besoch Beso, but obviously it's a lower level of, it's very a noble thing, etc., and people have done it, etc., but it's not the same as, you know, having a child. And the question is, could, now there are two schools of thought of if one was going to have a donor egg, whether you should get dafka a non-Jewish egg, because this way you don't have to, in other words, then you'll do a gerus, you don't have to worry about mamzerus and anything like that, and then, you know, and but on the other hand, if you get a non-Jewish egg, there's a good chance, therefore, that you wouldn't mekayim the mitzvah of peruvu. It's just like some people adopt ger cotton of Koreans or whatever, and so it'll be something like that, which is not, you know. But on the other hand, if you get a Jewish egg and a Jewish mother, so then, you know, assuming that there would be a keem of peruvu, like those opinions that we said before, so then there would be a chance of getting the mitzvah of peruvu, and then one could forward the possibility, therefore, that the person can marry this young lady, aldas, that you know, he would get the donor egg, and you know. So I was involved in.
What's the shaila? The mitzvah peruvu is on him,
right?
So he's mekayim this egg. So he personally was mekayim a mitzvah peruvu.
Right. The question is, could she
live with her because she can't have?
No. The question is that a problem? There's two things. One thing is is it proper for him to marry her, lechatchila?
Is there such a thing as an issur of living with a woman?
No, not living with a woman, marrying a woman.
I mean, living through kedusha.
In other words, choosing this woman as the spouse.
Excuse me, so this would apply even if the man had several wives? You're saying the question, if he already...
Several...
The
question is, a person is a single... Well, no, we don't have two wives. You have one wife. Guy's single. He's going out with a girl. He finds out that this girl is not able to have children. Should he now say, end it? Or he likes this girl, he wants to marry her. To marry her, I'll... with intent that she will get a donor egg and...
Is she going to carry the egg?
And she'll carry it.
Now she'll carry the egg. So the question is whether that is that considered as if it's her egg, as if it's her child? But the bottom line is, he's the one who has to be mekayim the mitzvah.
Right, so right, so should we say to him, go get a different shidduch? You know, as hard as it is, go get a different shidduch with a girl, because normally the halacha is you can't marry a girl who can't have children. But here, she may be able to have, whether, you know, but here he may be able to have children through her, through the donor egg, and therefore say that he can marry her.
So it's not an issue of approval.
No, it is an issue of peruvu because he can't marry somebody lechatchila if he wasn't mekayim peruvu that he won't fulfill.
Of course, the Rav Moshe said that the mitzvah is in the trying, so he's trying with her, even though he knows.
To know if the woman you know lechatchila up front is born with a thing. I mean, even the case what I told you, what the doctor told him, you know. Obviously, in the end, they had the kid, so the doctor was wrong. You know, the doctor's not God, but you have situations that are medically known that no one has children in such a situation, I dealt with two such cases. One case was, Baruch Hashem, I wasn't asked whether they should have the shidduch. They asked someone else. This Rav gave them a heter, another man, to marry this woman who would not be able to have children. And I wasn't the one who gave the psak, but this Rav gave. I'm leaving out names because I don't want to get involved. You know, if anyone needs any personal hadrach with it, we could speak in a private setting, but I don't want to mention any names of any rabbanim or anything, or any people, you know, because I think that's the proper thing in this situation. But so this Rav said, you know, go ahead and you can marry her lechatchila. I was involved in trying, and in the end they followed the psak again. Some poskim say get dafka the goyshe egg. There's an article that was just written in the RJJ Journal that just came out, co-authored by Dr. Jonathan Loki and Rabbi Tendler, who take the position of the goyshe egg. I followed the position of the Jewish egg. There's, you know, special people who they spend their lives helping people get these, and it has to be done in a way that we know for sure that it's a Jewish egg, and it has to be done we know for sure that there's proper notation of who it's from, so she doesn't end up marrying your brother, your sister, right? That's part of it, and they went ahead and they got married, and Baruch Hashem, they had a child with this. Jewish woman and Jewish egg, and according to the rabbanim that say, one rav told me he dafka only permits a Jewish egg, because with a Jewish egg, then he can be, if you assume you don't need a maisabia to be related, then it's your son, and it's you can, if you assume that you've mekayim peruvu that way, so then you could do it. I mean, and then he gets the mitzvah peruvu. There are others, again, not everyone agrees. It's Eliezer says not. Rav Shechter has a piece from the Rabbeinu Tam where he discusses, maybe Rabbi Tam Shita is that you need a maisabia, but there are Shitas, Lakan in this matter, and Baruch Hashem, they, and to me, it's, you know, through different the agency, Bacham Pua, different people who are very involved in this thing. And Baruch Hashem, to me, it's just an amazing thing. You have, as I said, a girl who is growing up, who, imagine what was going through her mind you know, the years growing up, who's going to, and, you know, Baruch Hashem, since she was little, her parents would put away money, because they knew that maybe one day they, and these things are very expensive, you know, these things are not, they're not cheap. And, yeah, there's different organizations that might help fund it, etc. One second. And that was the, and had a happy end. Hopefully they'll have more, but at least there was a happy ending. The other situation I was in was when they were already in the dating stage, and he found out. And then the question was, kid, see, that stage I didn't have to deal with the question, could he marry Lechatchila, because someone else already took care of that, of that part of it. So I you know, I wasn't going to try to tell him not to, because he got a psak. You know, but the other shaila was that that the person wanted to was dating, and he was had to decide whether to get engaged to this young lady. So then already it's a different shaila, because some rabbanim even would permit getting a donor egg, but would say not to do it lachatchila. But and here again, he wasn't so easy to get a shidduch, and you know, obviously the girl's side was, he said this rabbi permits and this, but and he was a little hesitant, and he wanted someone, you know, who we consider neutral to give the psak. So there were some rabbanim out there of stature. Again, if it ever becomes relevant to anyone you know and you want to discuss it in a private setting, I'd be happy to do so, but I don't think, you know, just giving off names is a productive thing. But who said that even if there's one Chashuva Rav said, you know, of posig stature, that if this is who he wants to marry, then he could marry. Not everyone would agree to that. In the end, the Shidduch has, as far as I know now, just didn't work. It's out other reasons, the personality, whatever it was. But that was, but in Yitzhak, this halacha, there was, and you know, and seeing the, you know, it's one thing learning the sugya, but dealing with real people and real situations and see agony and pain, you know, Baruch Hashem, for some people, that's everything in life. Some people get a shidduch quickly, but they don't get a job quickly, and some people get other things, and everything is, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we always have to, we can never be a Balei Gaiva, because we have to realize that everything is the Yad Hashem that's orchestrating everything, and we have to be thankful for everything, all the Matanas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us in this world, and realize that there are these options, and you know, if one would ever want to discuss it, I'd be happy to discuss it in a private setting with different opinions and different rabbanim and different avenues in this manner, because it's a matter of, you know, Dvarim HaOmdim Berumo Shel Olam for a person's life and a person's whole thing, and it's something that's of major significance. So Be'ezur Hashem, we should all be zocher to mekayim these mitzvahs and help other people mekayim the mitzvahs, be facilitators of shiduchim and whatever we could to continue the mesorah of Klal Yisrael. And everyone should share in each other's simchas. Just one additional omission that we mentioned, that there was a Rav who permitted use, wanted specifically a Jewish donor egg. And that Rav's also required that the Jewish donor egg be from a single Jewish woman, not from a married Jewish woman. Now, I don't know, you know, according to the opinions that use a non-Jewish egg, what they would require. Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. I did not look into that. So, but this Rav, who of the opinion that the husband will be Yotze Peruvu from his Zera, wanted a Jewish egg from a woman, a single, specifically a single woman, a non-married woman.